Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 22nd. Happy Resurrection Day. Let's dive right on into the passage for the sermon today. Remember, Joel Burks is leading us in worship. If you are listening before worship, lift a prayer to the Lord for him. And also, if you're listening after, I encourage you to go back and hear Joel's sermon if you missed it. For those of you who are on vacation because it's spring break, I hope for you a wonderful time where you can relax and rest and also enjoy some reflection on the Lord and His presence in your life. Hebrews 5, 1 through 10 in the New International Version. Every high priest is selected from among men and is appointed to represent them in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sin. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weakness. This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as for the sins of other people. No one takes this honor upon himself. He must be called by God, just as Aaron was. So Christ also did not take upon himself the glory of becoming a high priest. But God said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And he says in another place, "You are a priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek." During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. This is a beautiful passage. I'm reminded of our gentle high priest, Jesus, here, and how he calls us as people who act on behalf of one another to be so gentle. That's an area where I definitely need to grow. Someone who looks at the person in front of them and says, "I love them because Christ loved me." Seeing each other through eyes of faith and also eyes of love. That's how Jesus deals with us. In verse 7, we see that Jesus offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears. That reminds me of the garden prayers that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he said, "Lord, if you can take this cup from me, please do it, but I'll do whatever you will." And I believe that what God's will was ultimately that Jesus would die on our behalf so that we can be freed from the burden of sin through faith in Jesus, that we wouldn't have to die the death that sin requires, that Jesus did that on our behalf. And as it says here, that he was heard because of his reverent submission. He was heard in the resurrection, which we will celebrate most fully on Easter, but we celebrate every Sunday when we say Happy Resurrection Day. But that hearing of Jesus's ask, "Hey, I want to do your will." And in his obedience to God's will, he was raised from the dead. I don't think I'm doing this passage much justice because there's so much here. So I ask the Holy Spirit to continue to teach us from his word. What does this mean? And how does it impact our lives? And we pray alongside Joel as he preaches a message to us today. Now let's move on over to the Psalms. Today we're going to read Psalm 71, verses 1 through 11. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Rescue me and deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of evil and cruel men. For you have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become like a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. For my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. They say, God has forsaken him. Pursue him and seize him, for no one will rescue him. We got to keep reading verse 12 here. Be not far from me, O God. Come quickly, O my God, to help me. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I want to go back through this psalm and talk about the different images there are for God. In the first verse, the image is a refuge. In the second verse, we see God as a rescuer or a deliverer. So as I'm saying these things, I want you to cry out to the Lord. Lord, be my refuge. Rescue and deliver me. Verse 3 talks about him being a rock of refuge, the one to whom we can always go. No matter what, the Lord is waiting for you. Verse 4 develops the idea of God as the deliverer, the one who can grasp us out of the evil one's hand. Lord, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Okay, let's just keep going. This is kind of fun. Verse 5, he's our hope. Our confidence is in him from youth. Anytime you go towards despair, you can think, no, he's the God of hope. We learned that in Romans 15, just a few days ago. Verse 6 is beautiful. It reminds us that even in the mother's womb, the Lord in his covenant way is teaching wisdom to babies. Verse 7 returns to the idea of God being a refuge. And because of it, in verse 8, the psalmist says, my mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. This portion of the Psalms ends with a prayer of one who is confident in his rock and refuge and deliverer. O God, come quickly. O my God, help me. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you that we have a great high priest, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is seated at your right hand, even now, interceding on our behalf. We thank you for Christ's example of one who prayed fervently and you heard him. We thank you, Lord, that we can pray according to your will and that anything we ask according to your will, you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, whatever we ask, we will know that we have what we asked of you. We pray that whatever suffering we enter into, Lord, we'll recognize as an opportunity to draw near to you. Thank you, Lord, for growing us in obedience. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to be a people who follow you, even in times of plenty, even in times of joy, rejoicing in your goodness. Lord, as we look to the psalm, we thank you that you are a refuge. You are our rock of security. You deliver us from evil. Yours is the kingdom. And so Whatever my brothers and sisters are thinking about and praying about right now, I just pray, oh Lord, come quickly. Thank you that we can trust in you. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on our behalf. Bless those who gather in worship today, and bless your scattered church wherever we may be. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.